really proud of our guys tonight. Obviously, we had 8 guys healthy for the game. And I thought, you know, guys played their tails off. Got contributions from a lot of different guys. And, you know, second half, we were terrific. You know, we have been so bad offensively at times that I thought a lot of my focus had gone to trying to make sure we gave ourselves a chance to win. And I think defensively we have slipped from where we've been as a program. And so it was great tonight. You know, the first half we weren't so good, but second half we held them at 38% and then 42 for the game, which is our goal. They did get 10 threes off, but I thought overall we did a good job defensively, and a lot of guys contribute to the win. Obviously, Kai's late game heroics have been unbelievable, what he's been able to do the last 2 years in those moments.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, Kai was, you know, great down the stretch, but just how big were those 2 threes by Miles? A couple of minutes left in the half.
Yeah, all our guys have been able to perform under pressure in big moments. Miles has made a ton of plays for us to help us win, and certainly those were big shots.
Just asking so I don't forget, Mike, what's his status?
Not sure. He's ill. We're not sure about his status right now, but he's a little under the weather.
What was going through your head that last minute of really?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest things I wanted to do was, all right, do we have a play that we could run if they go zone? Because we were struggling against the zone for the first time all year. We were just really stagnant. And I thought there were some guys that were struggling to shoot the ball, and then we were passing up shots, and we got the ball to the paint, and, you know, we had some guys that weren't I thought we had some open looks at times that we didn't take against the zone, and then I thought we were passing up shots, and then we weren't getting good ones. So I wanted to make sure we had a good play and the right guys if there were zone, and then the same thing man-to-man, make sure we have a good play that we could run, and then, okay, who do we want on the floor? So those were the things offensively. And then defensively, it was like, okay, what's our ball screen coverage? And then who do we want on the floor at that time? So that's kind of what's going through my head, is like making sure we have a play against the zone and the man, and then who's going to have the ball in their hands in that moment. And Kai was the one guy that I wanted. I wanted him to have the ball in the middle of the floor.
Coach, to kind of touch on that latter point that you just made, with, I think, like about 3 minutes left, you chose to sub in Asmar instead of Ben, even though Ben's like a little more experienced. I was just wondering,
I've gone with Azzy. He's one of our best three-point shooters. And from a spacing standpoint, when you're on a last-second play, you're going to probably get more space because he's a guy in the scouting report. They're saying, AK, we can't leave him. And so now when Kai goes to make a play, there's just more space to make that play. And so you need to have enough shooting around him. And then Asmar has proven even defensively that he can be in the game late. But Ben Roy certainly has played in big moments too. But offensively, he's just a better three-point shooter.
You know, obviously, the last few games, I mean, Colgate was a crazy game, and this was a pretty wild game.
Our games are nuts. Like,
yeah.
There's no...
especially at home, right? Like, just what impressed you most about the toughness that your team has?
It's been unbelievable, man. And you know, obviously, we have not been able to do this on the road the way my teams have in the past, but it's there. You know, there's no way you do what we've done, win 10 straight at home, and not have a level of toughness and fortitude and the things you need to do to win. We just need to have a breakthrough. It's more mental than physical. But, yeah, it's – like, to be honest with you, the guys are very laid back. Miles is not laid back. But the – Miles and Otto are not laid back. Ben Roy's not laid back. But, like, Kai and Asmar and Mike McNair, those are some laid back guys. So the thing that I've witnessed – is that when you have guys like that don't get too high or too low, those are the guys that in big moments they can perform, because it doesn't emotionally, they don't do this. They're just kind of like, and sometimes you want to shake them when you want them to be more vocal, but they can make they can make plays, and we have enough guys. And Miles has made a ton of plays for us in late game situations too. But we just have a lot of guys in those moments that can perform.
Go ahead. You said that Miles, right? Obviously a very emotional kid. But he's shooting those threes, those big ones at the end with no hesitation.
He's made a lot of big shots under pressure for us. He has.
Is that an evolution of him that you've seen over 5 years?
Yeah. The last 2 years, I think a lot of it is like, we're telling him, bro, you're the guy.
Yeah.
So when you're an athlete and that's what your coaches are saying to you, and you're like, it's your ball. Like, all right, make a play. And he's talented, so it helps him. Just to know, I'm sure that we got his back, and we want him to take those shots. Like, as soon as that dude went under the screen, I was like, shoot that.
Yeah.
So you got to have a couple of guys on your team that they feel like, bro, I can take any shot. And if I take a bad one, he's going to say something, but I know that he wants me to score. You got to have some guys that feel that way. Hopefully everybody feels like that way within how they play, but some guys need to know like they got more rope.
Yeah. Oh, Loyola kind of, there were three moments in the game where they kind of took the lead. It was one in the first half and then
yeah,
the second
yeah,
half. And you called timeouts after all three.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what were you kind of telling the team in the huddle, just message-wise?
Well, we only had eight guys. So sometimes we had some guys that were a little fatigued and tired. And so sometimes as you're watching the game, you're like, all right, we could have made that. Usually we make that play. Like, there's some plays that were made that I'm like, fatigue a little bit. And then I didn't want the game to get away from us. Like, I thought we just needed to rest. And to be honest with you, there are times where I kick myself in some losses that I'm like, okay, I should have banged one right there. You know, so we talked about that as a staff. Like, if they go on a 5-0 run, we may need a timeout. Well, usually I would try to save them, but I think with our team now, I've got to bang them a little bit earlier than I have in the past. So that's what I'm doing. We talked about it as a staff, and it helped us tonight. I wanted to at least have one at the end. I think we ended with one timeout at the end, Scott.
I'm sorry.
Did we have one timeout left at the end?
Well, I think you had called it to reset the defense after like the guy like knocked it out of one of your players' foot. So it was like 4.8 seconds. I think you called that last.
Yeah, time. I called that one to make sure we knew what the heck we were doing. You know, I think though maybe they, no, they went to the mod. Did we call timeout after that? I don't know if we called timeout then, but I definitely banged more in this game maybe than I usually have. And a lot of it was we had eight guys.
To the mental breakthrough you kind of spoke to earlier and how that's going to benefit the team, can you see the new film room and the new facilities as helping to facilitate that mental breakthrough?
We definitely have showed a level of mental toughness at home. I don't know if this helped them. I have no idea. But we haven't. I don't know if we've lost since we got in here. And I've never won 10 straight at home. So.
It's the longest streak since '97.
Yeah. So I've never like. It has had. You know. I don't know what's happened, but I like it. Now we got to be able to carry it over on the road.
Coach, I was just, you know, interested to know as you were kind of talking with Miles, and I'm talking about like the offensive game with Miles and Kai. How do you kind of, as a coach, balance those two between a more experienced Miles Brewster and just a pure bucket getter in Kai?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like knowing how they like to score and making sure we're putting those guys in position to get to their spots. I think there have been games where it's like, oh, he took too many threes tonight. We didn't get him. Like, I think with Kai, you've got to hope you can run some stuff so he can get some mid-range shots to the basket, get to the foul line. Like, everything's not a three-point shot. And so sometimes when you have, like, Mike on the floor and Kai on the floor and Miles on the floor, as he's got it going, and then you got the Ben or Malcolm's got it going inside, like, you kind of lose track sometimes. And then after the game, I'm like, man, Kai got four shots. And so I've got to be mindful of making sure the stuff I'm running, at least we're trying to make an attempt to get them in spots where they're most comfortable. And that's on me. And sometimes I've not done a great job of that. Tonight was a little bit better, but I need to make sure I'm managing the game better that way, so those two guys can get to the spots where they're most comfortable.
And last question I got for me, I asked this to Caswell because he was here last year. I mean, you know, last season you guys obviously finished the regular season on a 6-game winning streak. You know this better than the players. Are you getting like similar vibes to last season's end in terms of the regular season anyway?
We need to go win on the road. We need to go beat somebody on the road. You know, right now, yeah, if we played anybody here, yeah, I feel very confident. I know what we can do, but we need to go do it. We need to go prove to ourselves that we can do it. And once we do it once, it's going, I'm telling you, look, like, we just need to do it so when we get into the playoffs, we're ready to go. You don't want to go in the playoffs not having to win a now you got to go win a game on the road in the playoffs and you haven't done it all year in the league. It's just something that kids think about.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it, but I know they are. No matter what I say, I know they're worried about it. I can go into the game and be like, all right, we got American, let's go. Like, but for them, it's like, oh, we have, all right. So we got to get past that. Mm-hmm. And we got to go play a basketball game. That's all it is, you know. So and the other teams are good too. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, they played well. Like, Loyola played well. They made more plays than we did up there. We played Bucknell. They played well. We didn't play well. We really haven't played well and lost a game yet on the road. I'm like, all right, we played well and lost. We have not done that yet. So there's no way we're going to end the year and not have a game where we didn't play well on the road. I don't think there's one game that we did. And I have to give the other teams credit, but I do think a lot of it's more to do with us than them.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious, you know, with this, my last one, like with the home winning streak, like what is your kind of game day schedule for the team during home games? Like, when are you having shoot around? Are you having a practice before? Like, just how does it kind of scheduled out?
Yeah. So if there's, yeah. So Sam, if there's like two days before the game.
Yeah.
So Monday's practice, we had a harder practice than usual because the defense has been bugging the crap out of me. So we went hard. Usually we weren't even going that long. We weren't going that hard. I'm going hard now on Monday. So Monday is going to be a hard day. We're going to go hard. We might not go for as long, but we're going to go hard. Tuesday will be like what we normally do before a game. It'll be less physical, more mental. It'll be shorter, a lot of shooting. Make sure we know how they're going to guard us and what they're running. Then we play the game. Then usually on Thursdays is foul shots and film. Friday we go, but we go short, but we go. We're physical on a Friday, but it's shorter, and then we play. Then we're off on Sunday. So that's how it's been going. Monday's been the hardest day. Mm-hmm. Friday is the second hardest day. Mm-hmm. But that's how we've been going. That answer your question?
I was like, when it's a road game though, I'm curious, like, how does that affect the scheduling? You have to travel and stuff.
Oh yeah, so we usually, if we're going like, all right, usually we're practicing around 11, 10, and then we're getting on a bus or taking a flight to where we're going, like in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. This is the day of the game.
The day before the game.
Day before the game. Okay.
So then we get there usually around 6 or 7. We eat, they go to sleep, and then we have our pregame. Like, we have breakfast around 10, yeah. Shoot around 12, film, and pregame meal around 3. Leave for the game around 5. Play the game.
Cool. Thanks, coach. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank
you. All right.
I guess for Kai, can you just walk me through those last two buckets you got? Especially the first one, kind of looks like you were in like isolated play out of the timeout. Just kind of what was the play call there, and just how did that go?
I mean, we ran a play, they switched it, and we've been talking about for the last 2 days what we would do if teams were switching. So this time we're more prepared, and we were able to execute with the spacing we had, and I was able to get downhill score.
Yeah, it looks like you kind of got, I think like you shot it, and he was kind of there. It was kind of a weird shot, and you got fouled, like. Like, what were you seeing there that made you shoot the ball instead of pass it out, I guess, because you picked up your dribble?
I mean, I picked up my dribble. I went to step through. He was there. He bumped me. And I'm like, at this point in the game, I thought it was a foul. So I expected him to call the whistle. So I'm going to try to get an and one. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, I'm going to ask you a question. Just, you know, with the size that the Illich brothers kind of bring, what was kind of the game plan against them, especially, like, for you, because you knew that you were going to be matched up with them today?
I mean, we went over. Those are some – they play pretty physical. They like to post up a lot, so we went over that. But I don't think our, like, offensive game plan was too much different than any of the other games. I think all of our bigs are good enough to go head-to-head with those guys. So, yeah.
And offensively, for you personally, you went, you know, 5 for 6, had 12 points. What was working today?
I think, like, just, like, the stuff that I always try and get a good, like, deep post touch. Yeah, I feel like once I'm inside there, I have a little of a size advantage over those guys. Just go up and try and get a bucket. Kai fed me a couple good ones. Yeah, just playing my game.
For either of you guys, you know, obviously two really close games at home the last two games. What do you think has led you guys to kind of pull this out? You know, Khalid came back a bunch and then Lowell took the lead a bunch of times in this game.
I don't know. The energy inside the gym, you know, you try to feed off that, just the momentum of our team, the crowd, the coaches, just staying together. And I feel that's what kind of allows us to push through and come out on top.
Yeah. You know, with 10 straight home wins, can you kind of, like, be more specific about, like, what about just the energy? Like, how does that help you as a team when you're playing at home in front of fans?
I mean, I guess every run we go on, it gets, like, amplified. Every run that they have, and we get a stop or make a big play, and the cheering, the loud energy, you know, kind of gets us going a bit more. So I think that added benefit is kind of what brings to our 10-game homestand.
This is for either one of you guys. I mean, Loyola threw you a lot of different looks, like defensively, whether it was like full court press, maybe like three quarters court press, you know, zone, man, kind of switching, you know, every time really. Just offensively, how were you guys able to, you know, kind of like find a little bit of rhythm, especially like towards the end, get a couple of tough buckets?
I mean, yeah, if I'm being honest, I think they caused a little bit of trouble for us with like switching to zone and man. But I think, yeah, we know what to do against either of those defenses. We practice it a lot. So I think we just have to like maybe the next game adjust a little quicker. But yeah, just stick to our plays, our fundamentals.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's basketball. We all been playing it for a little while. So obviously, we play against the press. We play against the zone. I think probably the zone kind of had us right off with a few possessions. But we played against zone. We play zone in practice. Other teams just play zone. So just kind of honing in and figure out what spot we want to exploit on court.
This question's for either one of you. Obviously, you adjust your play based on your film and who you're playing against, but is there anything in particular for your individual game that you are looking to improve based on today's performance?
Me? I like to make some more threes, man. That's the only thing I'm missing. Like, I like to make a little bit more threes, but it'll come. Like, it's not that the shot doesn't feel good because the minis are going in, but me, I like to make a little bit more threes.
Yeah, if both of you guys can answer this, it'd be great. I'm writing a story about just the home winning streak. I was curious, like, two questions. One, like, how much confidence does winning these games at home give you guys, even though you guys obviously 0-7 on the road in league play? And two, like, what about your routine when you're at home? Just, like, game day routine is easier at home as opposed to on the road, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's like a set time we shoot around, set time we come to the gym. People want to go back to their dorm before the game, they go back. If not, they stay. So I think everybody just has their routine. And to speak about at home, obviously, we don't like to think about it too much, but subconsciously, obviously, because of the home, and I don't know, me, I feel invincible at home. You know what I mean? So that's just kind of the added boost of confidence, although we try not to try to harp on it too much.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably... Yeah, I feel the same way. On the other hand, I feel like in non-conference play, we were pretty good on the road. So I don't know. I don't think we can get too much in our heads about that type of stuff. We just got to play our game home or away. I think we're good enough to like finally get a road win coming up. So I think our coach tells us not to think about it too much. Just play our game, yeah.
From your vantage point, do you see the updated film room facilities and the new locker room and hangout spaces as improving your morale and your overall performance?
Morale, I don't know if I can directly correlate, but the spots are nice. Me personally, I do feel added, added boost to have to play. Obviously, I play hard, but, you want to win. You got these nice facilities and just kind of put on for the school and what they have donated and did for us. So just to represent for what we kind of get is added motivation.
I feel like we're in there a lot more than our old locker room. We're like, there's someone playing table tennis, like, any hour of the day you go in there, there's someone in there studying. I do think we're, like, maybe a bit more together just because we spend more time around each other. There's more space. So, yeah.
Last question for me. This one's for you, Kai. I mean, last year you guys finished off the regular season in a 6-game win streak. Back-to-back wins here. You got 3 more games left to go. Are you getting similar vibes at all to how it kind of ended last year? And, like, how can you carry this momentum to, facing off America at the top of the conference?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of dudes from last year's team. I think we know how we finished, and the vibe is coming back. So I think going into these next 3 games, confidence is at an all-time high. We're just looking to repeat and go into the Pitcher League tournament with as much momentum as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm all good. Thanks, guys. Favorite time, let's go.